WUVT 90.7 FM Blacksburg presents the New River Valley's local news source, WUVT News.
Virginia Tech hosts Women in Data Science 2024 conference, House delegates block abortion bill, and police release information on Houston megachurch shooter. All that plus weather on today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Asha Cooper. Virginia Tech's Women in Data Science conference returns for the sixth year in a row. The conference, going on from February 12th to 13th, aims to provide support, resources, and networking opportunities for women in the data science field, but is open to all who are interested. The event is part of the Women in Data Science Worldwide movement, which encourages women to participate in and explore careers relating to data science. The field of data science is growing rapidly, with employment demand rates projected at 35% until 2032, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Virginia House of Delegates votes to block a bill which would prohibit the use of public funds for abortions with a vote of 95-1. The vote, which came after a Democratic committee sent it to the House floor, of the delegates who voted, only Delegate Tommy Wright, who represents Lunenburg, voted against the bill. The bill would have completely prohibited use of public funds, such as Medicaid, of an abortion. According to the Roanoke Times, quote, current law allows public funds to be used for abortions for low-income people on Medicaid in the cases of rape, incest, incapacitating fetal anomalies, and when the person's life is at risk from continuing a pregnancy, unquote. The bill would have also stripped planned funding from Planned Parenthood and hospitals which provided abortions. The bill passed a House committee with no recommendations, an action which some are calling a, quote, political move, unquote. Houston police claimed the woman who opened fire in a megachurch this Sunday had a, quote, lengthy criminal history, unquote. The woman, which police have identified as Janice Yvonne Moreno, reportedly had large criminal record, including assault and illegal possession of a weapon, according to CNN. A search warrant on Moreno's home uncovered substances that may have been used to manufacture explosives. Police state that they do not believe that Moreno was part of a larger group. Now over to Caroline with the weather.
Happy Tuesday, Hokies. I hope you are having a great start to the week as we look into the sunshine the rest of the week has offered us. Today we saw a high temperature of 45 with mostly sunny skies and windy conditions. Winds blew north at 16 to 22 miles per hour, and we even saw wind gusts as high as 41 miles per hour. The wind begins to calm down slightly moving into tonight with northwest winds 11 to 16 miles per hour and maximum gusts reaching to 29 miles per hour. Low temperature will reach down to 28. Tomorrow we can expect sunny skies with a high temperature near 47. Winds continue to be stronger than usual, however, decreasing from today down to about 9 to 14 miles per hour with gusts up to 22. Not too much going on tomorrow night with clear skies and a low temperature around 29. Thursday will bring another sunny day with clear skies and a high temperature of 55. Clouds may move in through the night with partly cloudy skies and a low temperature reaching down to 34 for tomorrow night. Looking into the weekend, Friday will be mostly sunny skies with a high temperature of 48 and mostly cloudy skies moving into the night with a low of 34. Saturday will be mostly cloudy with a slight chance for rain during the day, high temperature of 46 with about a 40% chance of rain. Sunshine will return on Sunday with a high temperature of 45. That is all from your WUVT Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Caroline Matheny, and I hope you all have a great week. Back to you, Asha.
Thanks, Caroline. It's sunny today in the New River Valley. It's 49 degrees in Roanoke, 42 in Dublin and Pulaski, 40 in Marion, 36 near Bluefield, and it is 43 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Asha Cooper.
Again, it's all the same. Here we go again. many people rise and say, my brain's so awfully glad to be here for yet another mindless day. Now I've got all morning to obsessively accrue a small nation of meaningful objects, and they've gotta represent me too. By this afternoon I'll live in debt, and by tomorrow be replaced by children. How many people rise and think, oh good, the stranger's body's still here, our arrangement hasn't changed. Now I've got a lifetime to consider all the ways I grow more disappointing to you as my beauty warps and fades. I suspect you feel the same. I was young, I dreamt of a passionate obligation to a roommate. Is this the part where I get all I ever wanted? Who said that? Can I get my money back? Just a little bored in the USA. Oh, just a little bored in the USA. Save me, white Jesus, bored in the USA. Oh, they gave me a useless education, a subprime loan, a craftsman home, keep my prescriptions filled. Now I can't get off, but I can kind of deal. Bored in the USA. Oh, just a little bored in the USA. Save me, President Jesus, I'm bored in the USA. How did it happen? Bored in the USA.
traded my gun. Honey, we ran from the country where we rushed to the city. And now there's nothing to be done, there's nothing to be done, there's nothing to be done, there's nothing to be done. I want to buy you something.
The Perspective Gallery in the Squire Student Center created a Celebrate Black Love exhibit highlighting expressions of black love. I'm so sorry. My throat's very dry. This annual show coincides with Martin Luther... Why are you laughing at me? You can do it if you...
I would, actually. The Perspective Gallery in the Squire Student Center created a Celebrate Black Love exhibit highlighting expressions of black love. This annual show coincides with Martin Luther King Jr.'s celebrations and Black History Month and provides an opportunity to reflect on Dr. King's quest to create a just and peaceful society through kindness and love. Stop by. So, really, we're giggling because the album that we have next is deeply inappropriate for what is a very sincere, deep, and meaningful PSA. Next up, we have an Arctic Monkeys album. I don't think I need to say the name of the album necessarily, but regardless, this event at the Perspective Gallery sounds amazing, and it also relates to something that Jack and I, not to, like, give you a peek behind the curtain, I guess, but... me and my co-host and I can speak English, I promise. Either way, we are working with high schoolers in Roanoke to develop this really cool participatory planning process, and we're deeply inspired by a lot of, Dr. King's work in, like the PSA says, a just and peaceful society, and it's really beautiful. So I will definitely be stopping by, and up next, the wildly inappropriate song we have queued after this.
There's another cool event happening soon at the Lyric. I think Jordan Bell is coming in from Roanoke to do a talk, which could be very interesting to some of the listeners, would highly recommend.
And who is Jordan Bell, Jack?
He's a guy from Roanoke who's from, like, the Northwest neighborhood, and he knows a lot about the neighborhood history and a lot about the black culture and basically how the history of the area and how it developed and what happened, and a lot of very, like, specific history of, like, you know, this specific lot is where blank happened, or this is where these people live, which I'd highly recommend checking out what he does and his work.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, he is one of the few folks of the Gainesboro area, really, who does carry the oral tradition of the area, yeah. Which is a really special and honorable position to hold. So we've got some really cool things coming up this February. Yeah.
I think that's at the Lyric on Thursday.
Yes. So we can't give out any calls to action, but if you would like to go, we think that would be not a bad idea. So
I would agree.
Anyways, we're going to round out this set with some more indie rock. We played you some bluegrass earlier and then had a massive vibe switch. But anyways, continuing on with that horrible Boney Axon of a vibe switch, here's Arctic Monkeys.
Thunderstorms lying on the front, up against the wall. She's thunderstorms. I've been feeling foolish. You should try. Cheese.
say what you had to say, but there was too much talking over each other. And finding some peace in my full heart, of breaking the tie when the fighting starts. I was down on the town goes dark, when words fail we scatter under the wings of the war machine. Always someone else's scheme. Show me a sign when the world falls apart. From the core to the scene, place that you see. All the way in, totally gone. The panic button is dead to me now. Changing the shape of your overgrown, but somehow you manage to stay afloat. Fight the system, in the blood and the ice that still overheat. Surrender the worlds while the lovers leap out of the fate to the infinite. Deep in the war regime, always someone else's schemes. Show me a sign when the world falls apart. Coming together from all of the corners tonight. From the core to the seas, for the person you seek. The person you seek. When the fighting starts, power's down and the time goes dark. When the words fail, we scatter
under the wings of the war machine. Always someone else's scheme. Show me a sign when the world falls apart. Coming together from all of the corners tonight. From the core to the sea.
I'm coming. Hey everyone, this is DJ Windows XP. Today we're playing some jazz as usual. I hope you guys enjoy the tunes.
Six is the number of balance. The inner balance of talks makes the native stand firm. Six is the number of beauty, and the big Taurian heart is always ready to let the beautiful in. Six speaks of symmetry, proportion, everything in its rightful place. Taurus knows the true value of all parts. Six is the knowledge of method, and method gives Taurus the strength. The sixth sense could have been here, which Taurus never knows. Taurus driving this sense is, I truly love, I clearly have. Six o'clock is the hour to enjoy the
as coral forms in the moving sea, itself unmoved but growing in its own time, so Taurus takes root, slowly, persistently growing in his own time. Building, while the world swims frantically around him, urging him in vain to do the same. Most of the reef is submerged in the sea, and it takes a deep dive to see it all. Most of the coral, once formed, is where it is forever. And the boy has this to remind him that immovable things can be lost, because they can escape.
Color Taurus, a song. There is a world out there, and people who don't want a lot, who truly need.
Mm-hmm.
In love, Taurus. How do I know? By the heavy music you play over and over. And by the rooms filled with flowers and the lines of poetry that appear out of nowhere. For this moment is nothing to take lightly. Love must be a meaningful thing. One does not scatter their words. You move in love. With an eye to where it's going, a desire to make it better. For in love, as in all things, Taurus must feel he's building something.
You love the Taurus man? Great. But the idea of terra firma under your feet instead of clouds appealing to you? You will want someone who knows where true love is and has a real sense of direction. You will have to handle a bowl who will let you put a ring through his nose just because he put one on your finger. He's perfect, pure, and solid, and can cope with emotions on a grand and a classic scale. And if you have the wisdom to let a giant sleep, because if you wave too many red flags before the bowl dies, he can turn the place into a corner shop.
In love with a Taurus girl, my boy, this could be the start of something. What's more, permanent. You have just become involved with an Earth mother. And as the Earth soaks up rain and sunshine and the changing seasons, a Taurus woman absorbs the best you have to offer. Not settle for less. If it's games you want to play, if you're doing the traveling salesman routine and simply passing through, you may find yourself hung up in town for a while. But the Taurian lady does not let go very easily. But if you do get hung up in town, it may be the best thing that ever happened to you. Because she can show you just how much you really are. If you're afraid to find out, grab the next train. Together as one would construct a building, carefully drawing his plans, gathering materials, and placing one brick methodically on top of the other. What confuses him is when the best laid plans go astray, and when they do, the cause is inevitably his stubbornness and inflexibility. This
in the third season, the bull who is truly grown understands that a great plan is one which is loose enough to cope with the unforeseen and deal with the ultimate surprise. for the newly gained respect for inspiration, the light of that in absolutes. The Taurian can bring his broad shoulders, determination, and vast capacity for work to undertakings of large dimension, and can truly help to create monuments that will withstand the test of time.
In the fourth season, the Taurian native can enjoy the full life. He will have acquired material comfort, known love on a profound level, have a home where music always is, and friends are ever welcome. He can also look out of his window and see a world that he has concretely helped build. For Taurus, man and woman alike, to become is to build. And they can know the satisfaction of having been on the ground floor of many enterprises and great
To celebrate Black History Month, the New River Blues Society and the Christiansburg Institute are sponsoring McFadden and Friends at the Eastern Divide. Admission is free and it'll be held on February 23rd from 6 to 8:30. It's for a good cause and they hope to see you there. It's pretty good. I think you guys should go. Enjoy the tunes.
Albert Einstein. I hold it for certain that the celestial bodies have in them certain other influences besides heat and light. I have practiced astrology. You have not. If I do not condemn it, how can you presume to do so? Sir Francis. I know you, Taurus, by the firm of my underfootprints in the sands of time, by everything that stands strong, enduring, as the poet said, the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. I know you by all the solid things in which the world is built, the good earth, the bedrock of the sea, and all the great unbending trees. Taurus is the unshakable, immovable body, created to resist any force that it refuses to harm.
I have seen you, Taurus, waiting for your chance with a patience that defies time, letting everything come to you, never seeming anxious. But when the moment was right, making your move and sweeping up the gains in your sure, strong
eyes. I have heard you, Taurus, measuring your words, talking your way into the real heart of the matter, getting things on your own terms, moving a steady, straight-ahead motion, easy fall. Charge while standing still.
Taurus, your word is stable, from the Latin stabilis, meaning steadfast.
You're looking for a new situation. You have a complete encyclopedia of new ideas. I do believe that a careful, conservative, play-it-by-the-book boss needs a little shaking up. Do you think the man that says little sees little? Don't work for a Taurus. He moves slowly and keeps his silence. He can take so long to go into action, you get nervous waiting for something to happen. You'll just have to hold your breath until he's ready. But be sure he will make his move, and when he does, it will be unbeatable. But he'll take you along with him. To be led by the bull is to follow man, not madness. He has a reason for everything he does, and doesn't take kindly to being questioned. On the other hand, he doesn't lead, which is a big bonus, because he is a very heavy leaner.
You're looking for someone to fill a position? Well, if what you want is a Charlie-up, wheeler-dealer promotion type, who has a fast pitch and is kind of a King Khan, who makes a shoestring catch on every deal and blinds clients with dazzling footwork and platinum cufflinks, don't hire a Taurus. His broad shoulders are made for the quiet responsibility. The two-thirds of the iceberg underneath that you don't see, but which contains most of the weight. He goes for perfection and thoroughness, and feels best when he's building something, for himself or someone else. He can be the glue which holds the whole thing together.
You are determined without being obstinate, strong without being insensitive, self-controlled without being unfriendly. Yours is a fortunate sign, and if, for instance, money is what you want, it isn't hard for you to accumulate. But with it or without it, you're a nice kind of person who likes people, and the feeling is usually mutual.
Solid citizen. When your moon is in Gemini, you have a tendency to wander and to be plastic, even erratic, and you have to take drastic measures and exert much self-discipline to firm up, steady yourself, and take advantage of your great potential. In other words, the more weight you acquire, the higher you can go.
The Torian is a mountain of a bull and mule. Cancer is a moonshot, ever changing. Though the moon setting above the mountain is a nice picture to look at, may not be as it seems. It indicates the convenience of the moon. The native breathes, darkens, reacts excessively. However, he is easily influenced for good and for bad, so if he follows the right voice, he goes for life and acquires it.
When Taurus has its moon in Leo, it is a combination of two different kinds of physics. The big Taurian appetite for pleasure, and the grand Leonian need to be known. Given the thick, rich tapestry of extravagance, which you usually can afford, because though you spend much, you often make much. But those love and wine hangovers can make the rich life pretty expensive.
Taurus is a worker. When the bull's moon is in Virgo, the need is to be doing something. To be idle is to be bored. But fortunately for you, you can always find something to do. You are pliable and reliable. A good bet to get the job done and your aim achieved. Your passion is to analyze, but you must be wise enough to know that you can analyze life clear out of existence.
Will you turn with me to the book? Revelation, I'm reading from the 9th chapter, and I'm reading the 21st verse. Revelation chapter 9, verse 21. This one scripture tells of the demise of a kingdom, of a system, of a government, of a world. This world will never end. It'll be renovated, reshaped, remade, but it actually will never end. But this world system as we know it is coming to a speedy conclusion. And it said in the 21st verse of the 9th chapter, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorcery, nor of their fornication, nor of their theft. Now the scripture bears it out. Great judgments and great plagues have fallen upon the world. Multiplied millions of human beings died. They will die with such agony and torture that it defies description and boggles the mind. So many will die that there will not even be time to bury the dead. Hailstones will fall from the heavens weighing over 100 pounds. People will turn on their faucets and blood will run from those faucets. And the scripture said still they did not repent of their murders, their sorceries, their fornication, or of their thefts. That word sorceress there means drugs. The taking, the consuming of drugs. 27 times in the Bible the word sorceries is mentioned. 27 times. Some 22 times of the 27 it means witchcraft. You can pass right down the street down here and see if... No, that's not a good name, but it's really not a church. How's it set back? But these things are springing up all over America, these places that worship demons, that worship devils, that deal in evil spirits. Witchcraft. It's becoming very prominent in the land. As a preacher of the gospel, I sense the power of God greater than ever before, but I also sense the demon forces of hell greater than I've ever sensed. And today, preachers that 15 years ago would have liked a preacher if you would have mentioned demonology are now realizing and recognizing the reality of demon forces. What the two times the word sorcery in the Greek means witchcraft. It means fortune telling. For the last